This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
Oh, I
never do that one again.
You guys have gotten in the habit of interrupting me during my introduction, right. And I am furious, and I am also Brian Murphy, your Dungeon Master, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hardwin Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin, Benefactress of Binks.
Hell yeah.
Yes, you'll remember the famous Binks from last week.
From
if
title,
you edit Binks out episode. All my Binks, I swear to Melora, I'm going to pants you in your sleep.
And Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold V, the killer of Cobb. Oh, no.
He might be okay, right?
He's probably
he's just
fine.
Chilling.
He's just probably
chilling
fine.
He's seen worse.
He's just being dangled above a huge drop.
Cool. So let's do a recap, guys. Last week, you guys were adventuring in the elemental chaos, an untamed world ruled by four elemental titans. You defeated the Earth Elemental, and Hardwon became the champion of Earth, upping his AC and his constitution. The titan then helped you guys reach the sky by commanding the Earth beneath you to grow into a mountain.
That was so. Oh yeah, champion of Earth.
Is fucking dope.
Oh, That's a great title.
I'm gonna remember that one.
Put it on the ledger.
It doesn't have the alliteration.
It's fine. It doesn't need it.
It's pretty cool. You guys found yourself at the peak of this mountain, then solved a floating platform puzzle.
Nailed it. So easy.
Nailed it.
Blazed through it. Speed run.
Just a freaking tight 25 minutes.
Awesome games done quick.
Yeah, I just put a little music on it, and I just cut right to you guys hopping across.
You better not have cut a bink.
I swear.
You guys binked the sphere, and you made it across the platform puzzle, and then landed in the Temple of the Sky. Once there, Beverly insulted the elemental titan of air, as is his nature.
I learned it from you. I mean, you get him high enough altitude, and that young and misbehaves.
I learned it from my dad, okay?
You know what? You're like a child on an airplane.
Yeah.
Just causing a ruckus every time we get high.
Which dad, by the way?
My Balmer? Strong new dad. No, you.
The elemental titan promptly swept up old Cobb with a mini tornado, and that's where we are right now. You guys are on this big floating platform in the sky with a white marble floor and giant pillars. Besides the roof, the temple is completely open air. You're officially in a fight with this elemental. Everyone roll initiative.
Starting to think that I shouldn't emulate Hardwon ever.
I approached that last god and I asked for his help, okay?
That's true.
I think domination had to be in our game plan, so I support you.
I was a little harsher in my approach, a little more direct. All right.
18.
19.
I got 23.
Okay, Hardwon, you act first. You see, old Cobb is dangling precariously. He's restrained. He's trying to use his hand to, like, grab a pillar, but he's being kind of, like, flung back. He's kind of right now, the only thing keeping him from falling down is this little mini tornado that he's caught up in.
I'll grab him.
Okay, so you can use an action to grab him. Go ahead and give me a strength check or an athletics check.
26.
Oh, shit.
You reach into the wind and you grab old Cobb by the collar and you pull him in like a rowdy crick youngin.
Come here, you.
You pull old Cobb right in.
Oh, thanks, man. It was looking ugly there for a second.
I'm sorry, old Cobb. I was trying to keep it light.
Hey, I love keeping it light, you know?
Wasn't a bad joke, right, Cobb?
We might want to stay heavy in the air, though. Am I right?
Oh, God.
That's good. You still got it. Even the face
of
death.
Shut up. You're in the presence of royalty. Try not to be blown away.
And she raises her hands.
Hey, she's like a Batman villain.
Giant gust of wind blows at you guys. Give me a strength saving throw.
Hard to keep it lighter than the Queen of Air. Don't forget that +4, baby.
23.
You're in my greasy aura.
Shout out to the two crew.
You're
but
in my
that's
teen
gonna
stank.
Be...
Hardwon feels like he's developing a neck pimple.
Seven.
Okay.
Oh, those are bad.
I smell like an Auntie Anne's. Or what do they call those?
Auntie Anne's? The pretzel?
Yeah, the pretzel.
A Wetzel pretzel? Auntie Anne's.
Bev, what did you get?
I got a 15.
15, you passed.
Great.
So, Hardwon and Bev, you guys are able to brace yourselves, probably using the power of friendship.
Nice.
Like kind of holding on to each other.
Yeah.
really being good buds.
Lean on me.
But the two elves, Moonshine and Ol' Cobb, you guys are knocked prone by the wind. You're knocked over by this wind, and you're being held down by air, and you are restrained until the end of your next turn. So you basically lose a turn. That is Bev's turn.
I'm going to cast Moonbeam.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let me describe it. A silvery beam of pale light shines down in a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder, centered on a point within range. Until the spell ends, dim light fills the cylinder. When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it is engulfed in ghostly flames that cause searing pain, and it must make a constitution saving throw. It takes 2d10 radiant damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one.
Okay, so it'll affect her on her turn. So you basically make a moonbeam that is going to occupy her space.
Uh-huh, and I want to tweak the flavor. So as opposed to it coming down, it extends from me as I thrust.
Okay, so like a Care Bear stare?
Yeah.
Okay, you Care Bear stare her. It hits her, and then the moonbeam assembles normally.
Exactly. It, like, loops back around.
Green teen beam, that's what it is.
Green teen beam.
Green teen beam.
You have to gyrate your hips so much when you do it.
You Care Bear stare.
Gotta make you want to scream.
Air elemental. Moonshine, that is your turn. You are restrained.
Can I cast a spell from prone?
No, you can't.
Really? I'm so relaxed. I feel like I could...
You're knocked prone and stunned, so you can't do anything. Uh-oh. You're incapacitated.
Can I gather some intel?
What? You're incapacitated. What do you want to do?
I just want to know if she's flying.
She's
hovering.
She's okay. Hovering. This is terrible radio. Okay, so it is the air elemental's turn. It starts in your moonbeam. What does it have to do?
It must make a constitution saving throw. Takes 2d10 radiant damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
12, so she fails.
Hooray!
She takes the full green teen beam.
Oh, wow.
Love that.
No one can handle the full green teen
beam. Little faces of children in this beam. What is this? She's being bitten by little green teens.
I'm prone and I can't see it. I'm like, is that dirty gnomes?
Friends, witness her squeam as she takes the full brunt of the beam.
Stop with the hips, Beth.
These hips do not lie. I've cast Zone of Truth on my hips.
Your flexors are just loose.
All right, now 2d10. 11.
Great. So she takes the brunt of this green teen beam, and she's going to leave that beam.
No.
Fuck this beam. I hate it.
It's a good beam.
How long does the beam last for?
1 minute, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to keep being there, right?
Yeah, the beam remains.
So she is going to go flying over at you, Beverly.
Bring it.
And she is going to swing her flail. She's going to flail with her flail and misses. takes a second flail attack and misses. Takes a third flail attack. Okay, so Bev, she hits you with her last flail strike and does 5 damage on the hit, and then there is an explosion of lightning from her attack, and that is going to do an extra 18 damage. So that's 23 total.
23.
That is back around to you, Hard One.
Okay, I'll swing at her with my magic axe. 18.
18 just hits.
Yes. Ooh.
I'm wearing armor even though I'm the air.
Very sexy. I can't quite hear you, so you just have to speak up.
I'm the wind. I speak like the wind.
That's 10 damage.
Okay.
You know, my parents made me take enunciation lessons when I was a kid.
God, you're such a little brick.
20 to hit.
20 hits.
14 damage.
14 damage. Dang.
And I'm going to take my second, or I'm going to use my action surge.
Do it
up. That's what I'm going to do. 21.
That hits.
You know, I naturally do 3 attacks.
13.
13 damage.
Ow. Nat 20, baby.
Jesus! Oh, Stop killing my guys fast.
Laura is wet tonight.
Oh, wow. Graphic.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say, Mucha?
And with a beam coming from your gyrating hips.
29.
Jesus! She's so hurt.
Ow! This is going faster than I thought it might.
Your brother told us you kind of suck, but I honestly didn't believe him.
My brother said that.
Yeah.
He said you suck, but I don't know. You made some fun jokes. You're keeping it light.
I like your style.
Yeah.
Your style is cool.
Your style, I mean, you're surrounded by this really well-behaved rock. I don't know what you call it. So smooth.
She points to Moonshine. Okay, I like you a little bit more than these two. And she uses her lair action. You see some of the marble around her crumbles and floats up into the air, and she shoots debris at you two. I need you guys to make a dexterity saving
throw. Oh, cool. You copied that from your brother.
I did it. I invented it.
That's like
I'm blowing it on the wind.
I have a 20. That was a 23.
A 23? Jesus.
Well, we still are getting Caldwell's plus four, was it? Or three?
You can Matrix style just bullet time bend all the way back as this debris flies over you.
Oh, dope, shit. Max Payne.
Although you take half damage. So you do this beautiful back bend as these rocks fly over you, but some of them do hit you in the leg.
But I'm pretty flexible. Can't get the quads out of the way of everything.
You do
though.
A beautiful quad dodge.
You're so big, man.
Thanks, Kyle.
What did you get, Ben?
Oh, shit. That's 14 plus my plus 4 for aura. Yeah.
You guys both pass. You just take half of 18, mm-hmm. which is 9. So you guys take 9 damage. And then that is your turn, Bev.
All right.
You only got hit by some of my pebbles.
Oh, don't call them pebbles. Call them something better.
Why do I like that they're pebbles?
No, ow. It really hurt us.
Bev,
I'm
oh, yeah. Respect. Ouchie. Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
I'm more finesseful.
Yowie.
My savage brother uses stone, but I use pebbles.
Yeah, it's I enjoyed the gust of wind that came with it. That was very refreshing.
I'm going to branding smite, or I'm going to strike her and then try and do a branding smite.
Cool, go ahead.
That's 17 plus 8. I imagine that'll hit.
That'll hit.
12 on the first one.
Okay.
And then, how does branding smite work? Sorry. Okay, the attack deals an extra 2d6 radiant damage to the target. Okay, yeah, the target sheds dim light in a 5-foot radius and can't become invisible until the spell ends. They weren't invisible, but now they're all lit up.
Cool.
But also branding smites, does that mean that you give them like a little branded tattoo?
Yeah, I think so, probably. Maybe on their armor.
What about like a tramp stamp?
Give them a tramp stamp.
I give them a green teen tramp stamp.
Okay.
What is this, a henna tattoo?
Yeah, it looks really good.
I got on spring break.
I actually really like it.
You still like her style?
Go ahead, do D6.
The way she wears it, I'm saying that there do exist tramp stamps that kind of work.
Hard one mulls this over.
Just a beautiful runic tramp stamp emerges.
That's 6 extra damage.
6 extra damage, okay.
Then I'll just do a straight up slice.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But I do want to spin myself around like a tornado, kind of to mock her, but kind of to like show her that she's got some moves.
Cool.
Like we're kind of doing like a duet. Oh, that's a 2. But
yes.
I activated my...
You did that last... You did that yesterday.
Oh, no. Can we say that I did it already?
No.
No!
Shout out to the 2 crew.
All right, well, I guess I shake my fist in disappointment, and then I activate my whetstone.
You need to do that as, like, an action.
Okay, cool.
It's best to do, like, right before battle.
It would have been.
Yes.
All right, cool. I missed.
Yeah, maybe next time you're sassing gods, you're activating your whetstone
after
you
titan.
Do it. Yeah, no, it's true. I liked it.
That is Moonshine's turn.
All right, I will cast Protection from Energy on young Bev, and he's protected. He has resistance to lightning.
Am I just covered in rubber now?
No, I think he's sparking in light like lightning.
Oh, wow.
And also he has a brand new pair of shoes on with rubber soles. They magically appear around his feet. That is the elemental who is going to roll to see if she gets her lightning
Air
strike
Binks.
Back. And she does. So she takes a swing and misses with her flail. She flails again with her flail and is going to hit.
It's a good verb.
For 9 damage.
Just to be clear, I'm assuming that she doesn't take poison damage, right? None of these
right.
elementals? Okay.
Right, okay. So she does 9 damage, and then she's going to use her lightning thing. Good thing that you have resistance to lightning right now. You'll only take half of it.
Waha!
That is 11, 21, so another 10.
To me?
10 damage to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I slurp up some of the lightning like spaghetti?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And that's what shocks you. That's why you take half damage.
Don't eat it.
Looks good.
And then she takes her last attack.
I love your blue spaghetti. Thank you so much, Your Majesty.
Hey, no problem. I just crit, dickhead.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So now she's going to do 15 damage on the crit.
Okay.
How you looking?
Hold on.
Wait, but if you get damaged, then, you know, Moonshine will know what to do next turn.
Yeah, I'm giving you a new purpose. Moonshine, I have 4 HP.
I stacked the wrong spells.
Oh, happens to the best of us.
It does. Cobb's turn. Cobb is just gonna shoot.
I need to get myself a magic weapon. Bang, bang, Cobb, come on.
He does hit. he hits for half damage, but he's gonna use his D10. To do a little bit more. So he hits her for a total of 7, and she's looking quite messed up, for as messed up as air can look.
Yeah.
Looking a little inconsistent. She feels a little breezy as she's swinging on you, Bev. That's back up to Hard One.
Hey, here we go. Nat 2. Shout out to the 2 crew, baby. But I'm gonna get lucky, use another luck point.
Okay.
See what I can do here. Fuck my dumb little shit. That's a...
crit on my ass.
Crit on my ass. That's 13.
13 does not hit.
Yeah.
You somehow managed to hit her armor.
I'm just wearing a little breastplate.
Bink.
How did you hit me? You binked me.
She's wearing like the hottest like tiny female armor.
It's like a bikini.
Yeah.
Your armor reveals your tramp stamp. That's actually super sexy.
It's a butterfly made of leaves.
That's 26.
26 heads.
Ooh, that sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
Yes. 18 damage.
Jeez. She super hurts. So once again, she holds up her hands and goes,
You're in the presence of royalty. Prepare to be blown away.
Makes the same joke and blows air at you guys. Go ahead and give me a strength saving throw.
Ooh, that's a 19.
This is bad.
You fine, Bev.
+4, everybody.
Oh shit, 21 then.
8.
Cool. Old Cobb and Moonshine once again, pressed down by air. You guys are paralyzed on the ground for
a
turn.
I'm so sorry, Bev. I was going to try to take you to the cure wounds.
That sounded real nice.
Bev, that is your turn.
I'm going to use my amulet, and I'll use 3 hit dice.
Cool.
And I do still have an action.
Okay.
And for my action, I would like to attack the queen.
Go ahead.
Thank you for referring to me by my title.
Absolutely.
You've been disrespectful up to this point.
I would like to know more about how you achieved this rank. Is your sister also a queen?
She calls herself a queen, but she's the queen of the sea.
Is this a
queen? Who cares about the water, right?
Okay,
the water's lame when you could be up in the air.
So it's like a neighboring kingdom situation.
Okay, 17, does that hit?
That does not hit.
Ooh.
You managed to bink.
Bink. You have binked.
A bad bink? I didn't know that.
There are bad binks.
I thought a bad bink was a dink.
All right, that's going to hit. 17 plus 8.
Me.
17 plus 8 hits.
Yeah. Can I divine smite?
Yeah.
Okay, why not?
It's not a bonus action or anything. It's just you get to expend a spell slot, right?
I'm going
to
do it. Yeah, I'm going to do a first level divine smite. That's
cool.
2d8.
Ooh.
Cool. So do your damage and then add your smite.
Okay, so that's going to be 12 normal damage and then 2d8, 13. So 12 plus 13. So 25. Yeah.
25 damage. Beverly, finish her.
Oh,
woo! All right.
I get up real close to her. I shove my sword inside and then I put my hands together like I'm spinning a stick to start a fire to get the sword just spinning around inside her like I've put a knife in a blender. And I say,
savage.
Your Majesty, let's try and keep it light.
She whisper screams, no!
Wait, sorry, what? I can't hear anything.
You know, women
yelling?
Should take up space, you know?
You see these afraid. Like tiny explosions happening in the air. Like you can tell something epic is happening, but it's mostly invisible as her breastplate just kind
of... It's a little more visible because she's glowing.
You see her breastplate begins to dent in on itself, like cave in on itself, and then scatters on the wind.
Ow.
Everyone gets hit with shards.
Shrapnel damage.
Shards of breastplate.
Shit, I got dinked.
So is there like a little wind ghost left over?
There's a little bit of wind. You guys feel the lightest breeze.
Like a gale or a breeze?
It's a nice breeze.
Hey, sorry we had to do you dirty like that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I kind of liked your vibe, but you kind of kept me like in plank position the entire time, and I feel like that was cowardly on your part.
Yeah,
I mean, I was
like
just
a hard
using
yoga class.
My powers to the best of their abilities.
Understandable. Yeah. Well fought, madam.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
What's your name, by the way? Do you have names other than just Element of Wind?
I am the Queen of the Air.
Can I call you Gale?
Titan of the Sky. You can call me Gale.
Okay.
Oh, Gale. Gale's a good name. Nice, yeah.
Titan of the Sky, Gale.
Gale. Oh,
what's your brother's
Gale.
Name? We met that big chunky guy down there.
Yes, the Titan of Earth, the Sultan of Stone. He has a bunch of stupid names.
Can we call him Keith?
You can call him whatever. You can call him Dickhead. I don't like him.
Or we could call him Shale.
Oh.
Because it's like rock
Shale's
and it rhymes
good.
With Gale.
I'm
and
Shale's Shale. Champion,
Gale
actually.
And Shale.
I would rather I didn't have a rhyming name with him.
Gale and Shale it is.
Okay, well, you've claimed victory in the sky. Who will be my champion and gain my blessing to be quick and graceful as the wind itself?
And you guys feel like a little flitter of wind pick up beneath your
ooh,
feet.
Hardwood shakes out his beard
like,
braids.
Getting goosebumps.
Except as she blows into Hardwood.
Except for this guy. He's already claimed my brother, and he's a douche.
Not a douche. Just want to feel the breeze in my beard.
I gotta say, my integrity is gonna get in the way of my desires. I originally assumed that I would want to claim this temple, but I spent that entire fight on the ground, and I cannot claim this.
I just don't think that you should let your pride get in the way because you spent so much time on the ground.
My pride's definitely gonna get in the way. This is not, I mean, Cobb can have it, anyone else can have it. I don't think I could sleep at night if I claimed myself as the champion of
this.
Well,
you actually only have to trance at night.
That's a hard one. These are all great points, and I get it, but I you know, I would like to go around bragging whenever I'm the champion of something, and I just can't do that here.
Hey,
that's fair.
So, Bev, if you want it, it's all yours. If not, maybe Cobb takes it.
Well, Cobb, the argument I would make for you is that you do fight with a gun, and guns rely on air for...
Sure, yeah.
Bullet travel.
It's cool. If none of you guys want to take this.
Wait, I hold up Papa Lion King style, and I say, take him.
Okob goes, are you sure?
Hard one pushes Boss off back down into Moonshine's breast.
It's really hard. I resist it so hard to the point where my arms are quivering.
Papa bends the knee.
I say that Okob should have it. I turn to Okob. You should have it. I feel bad for almost getting you killed back there. So, you know what? You take this, and maybe you'll be a little lighter on your feet.
Hey, that's cool with me, brother.
All righty.
So you guys see the wind begin to pick up around old Cobb, and he begins to levitate. He's essentially in the eye of this tiny storm as a tornado forms, causing his hair to blow straight up. There's a mighty sound of thunder as lightning courses through his entire body. He opens his mouth to let out like a scream, but ends up just devouring the entire tornado as a storm rages inside of him.
I want that.
I'm glad I didn't take that.
Briefly, old Cobb looks transparent, and you can only catch his form on the wind. But he quickly turns back to normal, and the storm settles. And old Cobb goes, oh man, I feel alive. I feel good. You see, he starts like hopping around.
Heck yeah.
And old Cobb gets +1 to dex and +10 to his speed.
Ooh. Oh man, look at that old grandpa move.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. He starts hopping around, running around.
Damn, that would have taken my dex to 4. Oh, it hurts.
Old Cobb, break it down.
Yeah, old Cobb starts breakdancing. And you hear the wind go.
Yes, well, my champion, this is... Oh, all right, well, do not summon me to give you my full power until your situation is dire, but for now, I will lend you the power to fly so that you may all reach my sister in the water or my brother in the flame.
And you guys begin floating.
Ooh!
You guys can all fly now.
Wow!
Forever?
No.
Come on!
No,
why not forever. Why not forever?
Because I just control the air here, so.
That would have been brutal if old Cobb got flight.
Like, he is infused with the power of flight.
That'd be so funny.
And just I like, just, like, turned it down because I was too proud.
Old Cobb did way worse in this fight. I mean, did just as bad in this fight as you did.
Yeah, but, I mean, he can sacrifice his integrity. I don't know if I can.
Where should we fly to?
Yeah, so you guys are now floating in the sky.
Do we want to take a quick nap or maybe rest a bit?
Can we?
Can we rest in the air? Can we do an aerial camp out?
You guys want to like stay over?
Yeah.
We do want to continue flying though.
I mean, I command the air, so I suppose I would be powerful enough to give you the power of flight tomorrow.
Are you just not ready to have house guests? Is that what it is?
I did throw debris at you, so I let me. You just see you see a little dustpan go around.
Gail, here's what I would like.
Don't do anything special for us. Oh, we're easy. We're low maintenance. Gail, okay. We insist.
I'll use the dirtiest linen in your closet.
This is basically just a Soul Calibur stage, just a platform. Are you guys okay with sleeping on marble?
Well, how about this, Gail?
Is that what you call this polite rock?
Excuse me?
It's so well behaved. It's so smooth.
Oh, yes, marble.
Marble.
Oh, I don't know.
So much hospitality.
I'm writing marble down, or rather,
yeah,
I call this
shiny rocks.
Gail, could we maybe enlist your power to have a tornado bed for the evening?
Absolutely.
Yeah!
Ooh.
I'm probably just going to sleep not spinning.
Bev, you instantly vomit as you are spun furiously around.
I just meant more if I could, like, levitate while I sleep.
Yeah, you can levitate while you sleep. You feel like a little bed of air.
Like an air hammock.
All right, I train.
Oh, I want to hold up my flute to the air elemental.
Thanks, that was fun. It's been a long time.
Anytime, Gail.
You can somehow tell that the air is watching you guys while you sleep.
Yeah, we all walk out of there with little back tattoos.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, Gail, show me your lower back. You still got that little stamp?
Yeah, I liked it, so I decided to keep it.
Looks good.
I'm actually just the wind right now, so you just see a floating tattoo in the air. But she does reform by the morning.
Okay.
All right. Let's go for a swim.
I am the queen of air again. You must defeat me. Just kidding. Just playing, y'all.
Gail.
Sorry.
You're our fun aunt.
Do we want to go to fire? Because I have a chance to stock, and maybe we won't get a chance to stock before the other one.
Well, if you go into a live volcano, you might just melt.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Okay. I hadn't considered that.
Cool. So your advice is water.
It's totally up to you. You are my house guest, but I honestly, after you leave here, I don't really care if you die.
So let's go to the water then.
Yeah.
Water it is.
While we're departing, I'll just go ahead and say that I activate my my whetstone.
Okay, cool. So
ooh.
Then it's not, so the whetstone just rubbed off on your sword. So your sword is now magical.
Okay,
so your
cool.
sword, you can just ignite it.
Oh, cool.
Glows green and... for the next hour, you're able to reroll twos.
Sweet. You should do that as we're flying. It'll look really
cool.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you begin floating again.
I control the air, so just kind of, I can just kind of do it whenever I want.
We don't need to, like, think positive thoughts or anything?
Yes, you have to believe in yourself.
I toot.
Beverly shits himself a little bit.
We had a lot of crawfish before we came here. We fly out to the ocean?
Let's fly to your sis.
Can we, like, hover over the ocean? You know how, like, when helicopters hover over the ocean, they, like, make the water, like, part beneath them a little bit?
We do, like, a rooster tail?
What's that mean?
That's where, like, you throw up a bunch of water behind you?
Yeah, we want to do that.
Yeah, like some fucking sea dudes.
You guys fly down from the Temple of Air down to the ocean, and you guys are hovering over the water. Helicopter style, making water kick up everywhere.
Yeah, feels good.
But it is this raging storm. You see giant waves, but no sign of life.
Do we need to do a perception check? Do we see any castles or temples?
Yeah. You guys do not see any temples or castles up here.
Hmm. Fine, I'll turn into a reef shark.
Okay.
Absolutely do that.
So I'm going to turn into a reef shark, but before I do that, I'm going to cast water breathing on all of us.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
What is...
Water breathing is a third level spell. It requires the material of a short reed or a piece of straw.
I'll just allow
it. I'm going to go with short reed. This spell grants up to 10 willing creatures you can see within range the ability to breathe underwater until the spell ends, and it lasts for 24 hours.
Perfect. Oh,
affected dope. Creatures also retain their normal mode of respiration. So if you need an inhaler, you still need it underwater, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Thanks for the heads up.
I only have
he takes a puff of his inhaler.
God, is that a jewel?
So I'm going to cast on all of us, but then, oh shit, will I undo it if I then turn into a reef shark?
You'll be able to breathe underwater if you're a shark.
But then when I turn back into moonshine, will I still have water breathing?
I would imagine no.
It's not a concentration spell.
Ow. Then I guess I'm not going to turn into a reef shark.
Oh. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Can I cast Fine Steed and have a reef shark appear?
What is the language of Fine Steed? There are also no animals here.
You summon a spirit that assumes the form of an unusually intelligent, strong, and loyal steed, creating a long-lasting bond with it. Appearing in an unoccupied space within range, the steed takes on a form that you choose, such as a warhorse, pony, camel, elk, or mastiff. Your DM might allow other animals to be summoned as steeds.
Okay, so you summon a... What kind of... I'll let you summon what you would like.
Ooh, can it be a dolphin?
Yes, it can be.
Yay!
Can I quick say that the water breathing ritual is, like, really brutal, and it involves me, like, taking a razor blade and cutting gills... And saying, trust me, and then cutting gills into everyone's throat.
Brutal.
Trust the gust. Trust the rust. It's a rusty razor blade.
It's a rusty razor blade.
Needlessly brutal.
Trust the rust.
Can it actually be... It should be a shark, because dolphins can't actually breathe underwater. They have to come back up.
Sure.
I also think that Hardwon expected the breathe underwater thing was going to be another kiss, so he puckered his lips, and then you slit his throat with a rusty...
Four times. And then I shove you under like a mean kid at a pool, but then it feels great.
Oh, and we can talk with rapport spores.
Yeah.
Beverly.
Hey, y'all, sorry about that formality. It's just the only way I can do it.
Not
but
what I was
understandable.
Expecting.
Yeah.
Beverly, you summon a magic phantom shark. You see this little, I guess, a blue mako, let's say.
Oh, that's a blue mako.
Do you tell us that you're doing that, or are you just doing it on your own?
I'm like sitting in the corner while you're slicing everyone's gills in.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm ready to fight this shark.
wait, no.
Yeah, suddenly a blue shark pops up.
Everyone, this is Dolphin.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Master Beverly, I am here for you.
How many things are you going to make your fucking master?
Master Beverly, I am here to serve you.
Wait, no, you're just our buddy. You don't have to be my servant.
Hey, guys, how are you? I'm Beverly's servant.
You know,
a lot of people call Beverly master, and it kind of makes me uncomfortable.
The stinker
he summoned,
just
he summoned me
you.
From another world to
tell
be submissive to him.
Important.
Wait, hold on, Dolphin. Yes. You don't know Balnor, do you?
Balnor, Nope, I live in the ocean. Does Balnor live in the ocean?
What were you doing before you got summoned?
Oh, I had a little shark family.
Oh,
I remember I was protecting some smaller sharks that I was responsible for, and then, boop, came out and suddenly feel like I need this little halfling to ride me around.
Okay. Well,
Bev, I gotta say, you separate families.
This was not my intention.
Okay, well, let's make the best of this situation.
Go ahead, mount this noble creature and bend it to your will, Beverly.
How do I unsummon you? I start flipping through my manual, but we're underwater, so it just gets wet.
Yeah, so what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, we'll jump in the water.
All right.
Yeah, we're swimming.
You guys enter the water, and deep, deep below, like hundreds of feet, you see a little bit of light, but you can't make out much else. Everybody go ahead and give me a perception check.
Can I just cast Illuminate Mystery?
That's not a real spell, you jerk.
Is that fake?
It sounds so real.
That's so good.
Man.
19.
Ooh, I got a 19 too.
Ooh.
All right, let me
know what
you see.
Couple of teens.
Hard One, you are just concentrating so hard on having perfect form while you swim.
Watch me kick.
Now watch me kick.
Moonshine and Bev, you guys see movement in the water. Besides this light deep down that you guys can all see, Moonshine and Bev, you guys see movement. You see what look like several men and women. They have long hair, and they're swimming below you guys.
Oh my goodness. Are they like a little androgynous?
You can't really see them very well unless you approach them.
I said we just swim right up to them. I mean, right now they sound beautiful, and I just want to get closer.
Can we hear them? Are they singing?
No one's singing. And you guys are also, you guys have to use rapport sports if you want to talk to each other now that you're underwater.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so I go. I know everyone's got swimmer's ears, so I got to shove those spores right into each other's ears.
Oh, I've had tubes.
Afraid of moonshine touching me at the moment.
I'm definitely getting an ear infection.
Y'all, those people down there are beautiful. I mean, I'm in the water. I feel like I'm back in the creek, and the creek got real deep.
That's beautiful. And people, yeah, totally. I see those, too.
Moonshine, should we try singing to them?
Gladly. I take out New Betsy.
It gets wet.
Okay. Yeah, it's so wet.
Well, obviously.
Give me a performance check with so much disadvantage.
You have to roll it 20 times.
Is it possible?
I got a 20!
That doesn't. You're playing a goddamn fiddle underwater.
It was fun to watch, though, because I saw how excited they were, and I knew instantly that you weren't going to let anything happen.
If I get another nat 20.
Oh, yeah, it's a disadvantage. You don't even get to use your nat 20. Aww.
But I still got a 16.
Cool.
Can I do, like, a Little Mermaid voice? Go like,
Jesus Christ. Sure. So you guys are just playing your song, making weird sounds and vibrations under the water.
I think we're playing it cool.
You see one of the people below looks up, and they are faceless. They're these nude, stark white-skinned people, long hair, but no nipples or private parts or faces. And you see they also have what looks like green seaweed hanging from their necks, like attached to their necks. So yeah, the other people appear to be paying you no mind, but you've got one just staring at you with this blank face.
I'll swim up to him.
Sounds right.
Kick over. got a problem with me.
Hard One, you kick over. As you get close, you see this being reaches out its hands and grabs you.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
That's going to be easy. I'm very smart. 17.
Okay. So this creature pulls you in close, and for a second, it looks like you're staring into your own face.
Guys, this creature's beautiful.
It feels like you're almost being pulled out of your own body, like it's this out-of-body experience. And Moonshine and Bev, you guys watching this, it looks like some Death Eater shit from Harry Potter, like his face is being sucked away.
I say that exactly.
This is like from Harry Potter.
Papa read that to me.
But Hard One, suddenly you snap out of it, and this person is faceless again.
I guess I want to kill him.
Go ahead and swing on him. Usually the rules of underwater combat are that you guys get disadvantage and stuff, but rather than balance it that way, which just seems annoying and there will be a lot of misses and will not be very fun, I'm just going to say you guys can't do like projectile shit. Like you can't whip out a bow and shoot somebody underwater, but I'll allow your swords and your axes and your shillelagh and everything to be normal.
19 to hit.
19 hits, believe it or not, on this nude person. On this nude, faceless person.
11 damage.
You super kill this person. You just cut them down.
All right.
Whoa.
Good job.
Yeah, so this body is now cut in half and is just floating there, this weird seaweed thing on its neck. And you see the other people still kind of aren't paying you any mind. They're swimming down towards this light.
Can I scoop that seaweed?
Sure. So you pull the seaweed from like their neck. You see that it's like a little creature.
Ooh.
And it starts wriggling around in your hand.
Keep it. Hang on to it.
Hey, little guy.
I guess I shove it in my pocket or something like that.
Okay, you shove it in your pocket. It's just furiously biting, like, your leg and stuff. Okay.
Let's go towards the light.
Okay.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Streaming services, lapsed free trials, charges lurking in the dregs of your bank account, taking your money without you realizing it. I personally play World of Warcraft around the holidays, and I always forget to cancel, and they end up squeezing a couple extra months out of me. Well, that's where Rocket Money comes in. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. Goodbye, sweeties. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Bombas. How's your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for a spring cleaning and a refresh. Well, Bombas just dropped a bunch of absurdly soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help get that drawer into a better place, while doing a little good. Once you try Bombas, you will never look at socks the same way again. They've been obsessed with details like foot-hugging honeycomb arch support and cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows for your feet. Bombas also has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They've got stripes, florals, they've even got a pointelle sock with a frilly cuff for those frill seekers out there. I love a little personality in a sock. I always have animals on my socks when we do live shows, so get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/pawpaw and use code PAWPAW for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/pawpaw and use code PAWPAW at checkout. Goodbye, sweeties.
So you guys swim several hundred feet towards the light until you can finally see the sunken temple. There are glowing white orbs around it. It's covered in algae, but completely intact. You can't see inside, but it looks like a big dome building. In the front is a big statue of a water elemental in plate armor holding a trident. The bottom half of her is kind of shaped like a mermaid, and where the bottom of her body kind of like bends up, you see a small tunnel that you can swim through to enter temple.
I dive in.
I'm
so ready for this.
So you guys go ahead and you swim through this claustrophobic little tunnel until it opens up and you're in the main room of the sunken temple. Just this huge underwater dome room. The wall is covered in hieroglyphics showing the water titan creating the sea and killing all these trespassers. Ooh. There's all this art all over the walls.
Good design.
There are these drowned people, the faceless people, are everywhere cleaning it up and maintaining the temple. There's like 12 or 14 in here swimming about the temple. And you see in the center of the room is a raised altar with no top and bubbles blowing up from it. It almost looks like a chimney. And there appears to be air coming through it. You can see that from the bubbles. And in the back of the room is a huge statue of a bearded warrior holding a javelin and riding a sleigh led by these four big seahorses towards a statue of the water elemental as they, like, prepare for battle.
Ah, this is going to be a dang puzzle.
All right. All right, puzzles.
Self-aggrandizing art much? I mean, come on.
I kind of like it again, though. Okay, what do we say one of y'all dislodge the javelin and throw it at something?
I thought we were not allowed to throw things.
Ah, fuck, you're right. No projectiles.
Yeah, can we do a perception check on the four horses? Or just, like, the statues in general?
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys want to, like, swim over to horses?
On the way over there, can I do a perception check down into that room where the bubbles are coming from, too?
Yeah. Sure. Hard one. You go to, like, stick your face over this altar in the middle that's blowing air up, and you're just hit with so much pressure that you can't keep your eyes open or look down there. Your face is instantly, like, pulled back.
Nothing down there.
Bev, go ahead and give me an investigation check on what are you checking specifically about the statues.
I want to look at the javelin first and foremost.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that's a 7.
Okay, it's pretty straightforward. You look at it, it appears to be part of the statue and not like a separate javelin that you could just easily pull out. It would seem if you wanted to get this javelin, you'd need to like break it.
Okay.
Maybe we break it and just shove it into the chimney.
Before we do that, I feel like I want to keep exploring the statues.
Okay.
For now.
Just tell me how you like interact with it, what you do.
I want to look at the seahorses now.
Okay. Go ahead and give me an investigate check.
That's a 4.
4.
Okay.
I'll also look at the seahorses.
Go ahead. Everybody give me investigate checks.
Hold on.
Checks
I want to put on my goggles and then look at them.
16.
I got 16 too.
Oh, twin.
Whoa.
You guys, tell me what you guys are doing, how you guys are interacting with the seahorses and stuff.
First and foremost, genitals, yeah.
I'm going to mount the seahorse.
You're going to mount the seahorse.
Oh, I see him doing it. I do the same.
Okay. You guys mount the seahorses, and you notice that as you get on them, they, like, rock a little bit. Like,
Bev and Cobb, jump on!
Bev, okay. Get off Dolph for a second.
Hang tight, Dolph.
I will hang tight. I'll wait here forever. I'll starve myself. I'll never eat again.
I'm not making him do this.
Dolph, Beverly, I will wait here until I die.
Dolph, do you want something to eat? Do you want some Ritz bits?
Only if you command me to eat.
Please eat a Ritz bits.
He just devours Ritz bits instantly.
Sorry they're soggy.
It's okay. I always eat soggy food, eh? Huh?
Oh, it's fine.
I'm sorry. Am I allowed to tell jokes?
Oh, God,
please,
give me
Beverly.
A run for your money.
All right. Cool. So you guys all sit on top of these seahorses.
I'm going to spank my seahorse's butt.
Giddy up.
You spank your seahorse's butt.
And?
It turns into a real seahorse and begins flying. Or just kidding. You smack your seahorse's butt and it shakes a little bit. So unlike the dude who's holding the javelin that you investigated, that was like a big stone thing that was like stuck there. These seahorses, while very heavy, have some like movement to them.
Okay, y'all, all four of us heft this seahorse. I don't know what we're gonna do with it.
Let's drag it over to the air bubbles.
Yeah, let's
plug
drag it over to the air bubbles.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah.
We do that.
Sure.
Cool. So you guys are all working together on like one?
I'm just button mashing down here.
Yeah, I'm just going along the wall and pressing A.
Can we each take one?
You cannot each take one. They're super fucking
heavy. Right, so
they're like 500 pounds.
Let's grab one.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys all work together, lifting with your legs, and you're able to grab one of these seahorses, and you pull it out, and it is movable. You now have a giant seahorse that you're all holding.
Was there anything underneath it where I was resting?
There's nothing underneath it.
Okay.
Can we just put it in the face of the ocean goddess statue? Just like real threatening.
Sure. You swim over. Make him kiss. So fucking tired. This is so heavy. You put that seahorse right up in the face of the water elemental and nothing happens.
Really?
Cool. Huh. Can we use it to plug up the bubbles?
It does not look big enough to plug up the bubbles.
All right, can I?
It's smaller than the opening.
I'm going to swim over to the bubbles and just like see if it's like Willy Wonka style. It'll just like spit me up somewhere.
Mm.
It shoots you up to the top of the dome.
Is there a hole in the top of the dome?
No.
Okay.
You're just pressed against the top of the dome, having intense water pressure shooting you up there.
Is it at least kind of nice for my back?
No, it hurts so bad.
Oh.
You're feeling crushed.
Chip, Papa.
Papa, okay, I get out of there. I save
Scramble
my baby.
Out. Okay, so there's four horses. Were they looking in any specific direction or just forward towards the
water elemental?
Okay. All right.
I mean, is there something that we could put on this little jet of water that would puncture the ceiling?
We'll try it with a horse.
Didn't you tell us that we shouldn't put a horse on it?
No. You can put a horse. I'm saying that the horse can't plug it up. The horse is smaller than
Then yeah, let's put the horse on there.
Cool.
Yeah. Does anyone want to ride it up?
I think we all saw how you got flattened up there.
Right, fair.
Go
okay.
For it.
Yeah, I'll ride it.
You're going to ride it?
Yeah.
You guys all work together. You lift this like 500-pound seahorse statue over the altar in the middle, and it's heavy enough that it begins to sink.
Ooh.
With moonshine attached to it.
Oh,
we
shit.
We follow it down.
Join me, friends!
Yeah, can we all jump on it too?
You guys all jump on, and you begin sinking down this tunnel.
Ooh, comrades. Good. Sometimes descent is fun.
So you guys all riding this seahorse together sink down this long tunnel. And at the bottom, you begin to see beautiful glowing coral that gets brighter and brighter.
Can I grab a chunk and put it in my pocket?
You're not there
yet.
Oh,
don't touch it.
When you finally reach the bottom, you see you're in the throne room of the Water Temple. It almost looks like a giant treasure room that you'd see in a pirate movie, but instead of gold, there's just colorful coral everywhere. And sitting on a throne of coral, coral, is this water titan shaped like a mermaid with a trident with silver armor that is carved to look like shells. And you see this figure turns her head towards you guys and goes, "Oh, you're different. You haven't drowned yet. Come now and let me baptize you."
Oh, give it a shot. We fucked up your brother and your sister.
Yeah.
Good, fuck them. They're not as strong as I am.
Gale and Shale are history.
Yeah, dude. Let's fuck with Whale now.
Yeah, Gale, Shale, Whale.
I don't want to rhyme. Everyone, roll initiative.
Would you prefer Sail?
Yes, I would.
Oh, okay.
I 22. Got a nat 20. Nice. Turns into a 23.
Ooh, it's a 19 for me.
Okay, Moonshine, you act first.
All right. I was a little transfixed by your sister's appearance, and I'm not going to make the same mistake here, so hope this works underwater, and I cast a lightning bolt on her.
Dope.
Watch a crit call lightning.
That's watch not gonna... a crit call lightning.
That's not going to just electrocute all of us simultaneously, is it?
No, I don't think D&D's that logical. Okay. You just shoot like a bolt of lightning from your hand.
Yeah.
What does she have to do?
She has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 6. That's not going to do it, huh?
Actually, it does. I'm just kidding. Okay, then. 8d6 damage, bitch.
What?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's several d6s.
It's going to be 27.
27 damage? Jesus. You shoot bolts of lightning from your hand, and you shock her. Oh, I rolled a nat 20. I thought I would go first.
Yeah, well, look who came first, me.
Yeah, well, now I'm second, jerk.
Does the coral short
good, bring
out?
It on.
She swims over to you.
Honestly, I'm not even impressed by how cool your armor is. It looks like goddamn seashells.
You don't think that's cool?
Oh, my God, this is the crick versus the ocean.
Oh.
Ooh, the crick flows into the ocean.
That's
you are
true.
One with the ocean.
Yeah?
Sister against
well,
sister.
Sometimes you got a several limb. And you could say that the crick is the limb, but maybe the ocean's the limb. Just real big limb.
Are you declaring your independence?
I don't know. I'm just trying to trash talk her.
Okay. You see she points her trident at you, Moonshine. You see the three tips of her trident blades glow blue as she tries to attack you rapid fire with them. First attack is for a 15 to hit.
No, that does
misses.
Not.
Misses. Second attack, 18 to hit.
That does.
8 damage.
Okay.
Plus a d10 of cold damage, plus another 7.
So 15.
And then she
cold
takes a third attack and rolls a 2. Shout out to the 2 crew. She misses on her last
two
one.
Oh, 2 crew, you're good to me.
Thank you, beautiful 2s.
Honestly, I'm just going to call it out. I hit you for more.
How so?
What do you mean?
I'm saying it to the woman.
Oh, you hit her for more.
Oh, I got you.
I'm saying I hit you for more.
I thought you had
okay,
it.
Yeah,
like...
well, I get to take a lair action, so I get to go again. So
Titans are so literal.
Yeah, find me in the crick. Find me in my lair.
What is the crick?
It's like the ocean, but smaller and cooler.
And thinner.
More mud.
That's the layer action of the crick, is you just step in mud on accident.
So after her turn, you see she holds up a watery hand and her hand becomes like a whirlpool. Becomes like very transfixing. And suddenly the room becomes all wavy and you feel yourself start to get like tunnel vision as you see like the brightness of the coral. Everybody give me a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom.
Some kind of.
So see which.
I rolled a 2, but thanks to the 2 crew and your impervious wisdom, I get to re-roll because I've got my whetstone enabled, and that makes me lucky on 1s and 2s.
Yeah.
My sword glows and guides me through the haze of the mesmerizing coral, and I rolled a 7.
Not gonna
but
do
wait,
it yet.
What, I still get to add my +4 to that, right?
Yeah, so 11. So you gotta beat a 15.
Oh, I got a 15.
You got a 15, yeah. Okay.
13.
Okay, so Bev, Moonshine, and Cobb are all under the effect of the slow spell. So you guys now, your speed is halved. You take a -2 penalty to AC and dex saving throws. And you can't use reactions. On your turn, you can either use an action or a bonus action, not both. But it requires concentration on her part, so you can, like, knock into her. That is your turn, Hard One. Hard One, you actually should have gone before this, so next time I'll have you go before her lair action.
I thought she rolled a nat 20, though.
She rolled a nat 20, but lair actions are on 20. You got, like, a 23 or something.
Sweet. I'm going to swing at this mermaid.
Do it up.
Hard One's gone fishing, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
20.
That hits.
14.
Okay. So she needs to roll a save to see if she can keep concentrating. And she passes.
Sweet. I'll take my second attack then.
Okay.
13.
13 does not hit.
Cool. I'm going to use my action surge.
Go for it.
Yeah. I'm gonna...
15.
15 does not hit. You hit her armor.
By the way, a slow spell, a charming spell?
No.
I'm going to expend a luck point because I rolled a 2.
Okay.
I'd like to hit her at least one more time.
Yeah.
Nat 20, baby.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
It's going to be so hard for her to maintain concentration.
28 damage.
28 damage. Jesus.
Yeah, get distracted.
Grim Fisherman.
Ooh, that's another good one to add to your title.
You swing into her and you see a rush of water come out. Like, I guess that's how water elementals bleed. That's how you hurt them. I don't know.
Are you pissing yourself?
I'm not pissing myself.
What is it with your family?
I am the queen of the water.
You guys all have IBS.
There's just a little stain in her armor. But her concentration is broken. You guys are no longer slowed.
Oh, nice.
Do we know that we were slowed or we just time is relative?
I mean, if you're just like for fun moving around, then
I think
we
were just
swimming in slow motion.
We were just mesmerized by the coral and didn't even notice.
Yeah.
That is Bev's turn.
I'm just going to swim up to her.
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to say, if you need any fiber products for your bowels, I've got some in my backpack.
I'm pissing, not shitting. I mean, I'm not pissing. I'm bleeding water.
You are peeing.
To me, it's all the same.
I stab her.
Okay, go for it.
Well, that's a nat 20.
Oh,
nat 20.
Ooh.
And on that nat 20, I'm going to do a thunderous smite.
Hell yeah.
All right, cool.
Roll double damage.
So 21 plus 11.
Yeah, smite that fish.
32 damage. Dang, yeah. You've pierced my shells.
Ew, you're a crustacean?
No, what are you? I'm water.
You're a crustacean.
Just water.
I'm telling you, my peers would love to gather around and boil you up.
Fine, I'm pissing. I'm pissing on you. You just feel water going all over you.
Oh, it's warm.
Yeah,
it's
so that's
warm.
What you wanted?
I don't like it.
Here's
it's
warm water.
My gills.
Here, I can even turn it yellow. Here.
Knock
the whole
it
room,
off.
The whole room fills up with yellow. There, you think this is... It's piss. I've pissed everywhere. I'm a piss elemental.
That's why they call it the elemental chaos.
Bev, you get a second attack.
Oh, shit. I do indeed.
No, covered in piss, Beverly right. Swings his blade.
All right, cool.
Shout out to the 2 crew for your second attack.
That's 17?
17 does not hit. Blinded by piss.
Blinded by the piss.
It causes me to swing and then miss.
Oh.
Thank you.
So Ol' Cobb is just going to go up. He's got a short sword as well.
I haven't used this in a long time.
All right, Dinker, man.
Hey, why not? I rolled a 1.
All right.
I'm not even good with short swords to begin with.
Oh,
Ol' Cobb misses twice. He's just slow motion. He still thinks he's slowed, and he bangs.
Wow.
I'm still tripping out from this coral.
Moonshine, it's your turn.
All right, it's hard to figure out which spells I can use underwater, so I'm going to go with what works. Another lightning bolt.
Do it up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Don't stray. She does a saving throw?
Yep, saving throw.
Lightning strikes
Miss.
Twice.
Miss.
She rolled a 19, so she saves. So she takes half.
Still takes half damage.
Oh, damn it.
Can I say I go over to her and grab her by the throat and just electrocute her?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I'm going to
Needlessly violent.
For 26.
26?
Yeah, but that was sweet as hell to your sister, and it didn't do me any good.
Jesus. Okay.
She takes half damage, though.
Yeah. Oh, half damage of that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Chaos is the only thing these people listen to.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. She is going to poke at you with her trident. Ha-ha!
Careful, Moonshine. That's covered in piss.
Very funny. She pisses on you, hard one. She hits.
How is she directing
you? We got tridents down at the crick. Guess what we call them? Forks.
Very funny. She pokes you with her fork for 7 damage. She takes a third attack. 15 hit. She misses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too fast for you. Tried to slow me down to your speed, but here I am.
So you see at the end of her turn, she holds up 2 hands and the coral around her begins levitating. And she points out at you guys and you guys see bits of coral fly at you. Go ahead and give me constitution saving throws.
Oh, hard one. Make sure that you change your saving throw.
Oh, I did.
Oh,
good. I did.
Ooh, that's a nat 20.
Nat 20.
Ooh,
dope. You're
12
fine.
12 plus your 4. 16.
16.
I am 16, but going on 17. So can I officially be 16 going on 17?
You're 16 going on 17. Hard one, you take full damage. You take 17 poison damage, being scraped by poison coral.
Youch.
She's poisoning? She's using my own tricks.
Soaked
every
urine.
Once in a while, I'm poisonous. Beverly, I'll say with a nat 20 that you don't even take half damage.
Nice.
But Moonshine.
Can I catch a piece of the coral as a souvenir?
Sure, yeah. You get a little.
I'm so jealous.
You get a nice little rock.
I want to make some jewelry from it and sell
absolutely.
It by the crick.
Moonshine, you take 8 damage. Cobb also saved, so he takes half.
Ooh, okay.
That is back around to you, hard one.
All right, I've had enough of your pea-covered coral. That's a nat 1, baby.
Ooh,
but is it? Because I'm going to use a luck point. Still not going to be good enough. 14.
That's no, good. That does not hit.
Okay.
26 for that one, though.
26 hits.
Yeah. Luck rains down on you like a golden shower.
For 9 damage.
She is hurt, but still alive.
Oh, I want to fuck this bitch up.
Bev, that's your turn.
Yeah, let's use Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
But that's just a bonus action, so I'm going to go ahead and do my attack.
Okay.
It's a 19 plus 8.
That hits.
Yeah.
That's 14 damage.
Beverly, finish her.
Oh, hurrah, baby.
I wrest the trident from her hand.
Okay.
And then I look over at Moonshine, and I say, hey, let's do the old Moonstone flashback.
Oh. Right?
And I toss her the trident.
Yeah, take the trident.
Flashback, y'all.
I'm swinging over my head. It's not doing anything special, so I'm just going to gut her like the fish she is.
You stab into her. You see the water disperse. You see her breastplate and her crown explode off.
As she's exploding, I'm like, y'all, is this a trident or a plunger? Because there is piss everywhere.
Gross.
The water turns blue again, you fucking assholes. And yeah, much like the air, you suddenly hear a voice whispering to you in the water.
You have defeated me and tamed the sea. You've earned a gift. Who of you wishes to wield the power of water to preserve life itself?
I mean, I think I'd probably like it.
Yeah, that sounds like your deal.
Yeah,
you
being a crick. Well, technically, I'm at peace. I think both death and life can be cruel in their own ways. Bless me.
So, Moonshine, you see the coral in the room begins to glow and thrums with power. Your vision gets foggy and you feel yourself start to slip. But suddenly you're filled with this overwhelming sense of calm. From the outside, Hard One and Beverly, you guys see Moonshine turn a deep shade of blue. Her elven ears get longer and even pointier, and she looks like a merfolk. Before returning to her normal form. Moonshine, you suddenly recover. The whole room comes back into focus, and you realize that you're now breathing underwater on your own.
This feels so right.
And you can also add one to wisdom.
Wait, so I can breathe underwater now, just in general?
What?
Yeah, just breathe underwater. That's sick.
That's really good.
Oh.
That's handy.
And you're smart.
Oh, this is so great.
Yeah, how do you think she's breathing underwater? She's so smart.
Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to... I'm the champion of you, right?
I mean, I wish you wouldn't say it that way, but you are my champion. In the way that, like, a queen or a king might have somebody who fights on their behalf.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Now, I just wanted to say two things. I think I would best represent you as your champion if you gave me two things. One, a bit of your coral to make into some really cool jewelry.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Take whatever you want.
Great. Number two, give me your trident. I'm just saying, if I'm the ambassador, everyone who meets me thinks this is a reflection of the queen of the elemental ocean, and I'm just walking around this dinky scimitar.
Yeah, we saw your closet. You've got like 15 of these things.
Yes, I guess I could just summon another trident. You see, a trident just forms in the water and floats over to you. I'm not gonna lie, this isn't exactly special. I have another one. You see another one appear.
Can I have a mini one to use as a javelin?
You can have... She just, like, makes you a little fork. Here's a novelty fork that you can have use. One.
Sorry, y'all. Just to backpedal.
I would never take a present.
Unless commanded.
Unless commanded by Sir Togold here.
Is this, like, Dobby rules?
Sorry, y'all. Just to backpedal, or rather backstroke. Sorry. Can I just ask, this coral... Are you giving it to me in jewelry form, or do I got to take it to a jeweler?
You can bake your own jewelry.
Oh, that'll be like a little crafting project for us.
A little side quest, huh? Okay, thank you.
Very well, then.
One last question.
Yes.
Do you have a big clamshell bed we can all sleep in?
Oh.
Well, the rest
one
of...
One big clam.
All right, all right. Calm the hell down. I don't have the breathe underwater spell. I think a few of you will die if you sleep here. But
it lasts for 24 hours, doesn't it?
24 hours.
24 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to sleep in my throne room?
We'll get a little pruny, but
you
know.
A big clam.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have a big clam in there?
This is offensive. What is this double entendre?
Hey, you know what?
I didn't even go there.
It's rude.
You're the one that pee-peed all
rude.
Over us.
Yeah. I didn't pee. You called it pee. It was all water the whole time. It was water.
You have a dirty mind. The clam
this
thing
is water.
Strictly about a bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, why would I think you had a dirty mind? Just talking about piss the whole time. The whole time we fought. Yes, go ahead. Sleep underwater, you fucking maniacs.
I mean, if you're going to follow anything with do this, you maniacs, we're going to do
Hell
it.
Hell yeah. We get in that big clam, and we sleep on pearls as pillows.
You guys sleep in this coral throne room.
Oh, and the coral is like nightlights.
That is majestic.
We wake up, and we're almost drowning.
We wake up gasping.
Moonshine wakes up and she's fine. You guys are like, huh, if we overslept, we would have died. We would have not had time to swim out of here.
Dolph would have woken us up.
Hard One spent a little bit of time last night making Moonshine two tiny little coral earrings.
Oh my God, because you know metal.
Yeah, I can work. I'm a master stoneworker.
Moonshine immediately ovulates.
Do they glow?
That's great.
Yeah, they're glowing.
Hell yeah. That's so good.
That's so cool.
Beautiful.
I immediately put them on.
Great work, Hard One.
I had written down coral pieces for coral jewelry, but now I can just say coral earrings.
Cool. So you guys all go to bed in this coral throne room, or go to Clam.
Go to Clam.
Go to Clam without dinner.
Go to Clam. Every one of you go to Clam. You guys all go to Clam.
It's like the expression, I'm as tired as a clam.
You wake up. You don't know if it's morning. You're in a clam.
We open up the clam.
That's so funny.
It's like a Murphy clam.
I know. Yeah.
You guys wake up out of your Murphy clam. One big clam.
We're all still muttering, one big clam. Yeah. One
making
big
the clam,
clam
in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Good military tuck on the clam.
Yeah. That's right. We're good house guests.
Corner tucks. This has been like a big Airbnb adventure where you like go from city to city.
Yeah. This is the best one, right?
Oh, I think so. 5 stars. Yeah.
You guys get terrible sleep. You're just floating in the water.
It feels completely
unnatural. You keep bumping into each other because you're all staying in one clam. It's horribly claustrophobic. It's like you've been buried at sea.
But you can't just pee willy-nilly. You don't have to get out of bed to do it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Dolph's up in there, too. His skin is very abrasive.
You guys wake up. You open the clam. You see the water elemental has already reformed, and she just goes, okay, are you awake? Is everyone done?
Lady, your champion is
champion. So good to see you again. And with that special trident, you see she hides her new trident that she has.
I give her a deep champion hug, and I hold on until she, like, gets rid of me.
I eat a little bit of our bed.
Actually, when I'm hugging her, I whisper in her ear, what's the deal with all those faceless servants? What's that grub on their neck?
They serve me here. They can, those little grubs can bite your neck and help you breathe underwater.
Oh, cool.
Cool, I'm gonna grab a couple
on
the way out.
Yeah, let's grab some. Yeah, go ahead, just go knock those guys out. They're pretty easy to kill.
That's true. We have already killed a few.
Yeah.
I love hugging you.
You hadn't let go that entire time.
You know what? She just goes ahead and commands for you guys. Some of these drowned people to come down, and the algae monsters detach from their necks, and you guys can like put them in little bags and tuck them away.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Any advice before we go fight your brother?
Yes. You cannot approach my brother's lair without my help.
My waves cannot extinguish the flames of a volcano, but they will enrage him, and he will show himself to you. So are you ready to face him?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I turn to Dolph and say, well,
you, like a one
kind of the
stand.
End of the line for you, buddy.
Okay. Should I just wait here, or?
Can I return him to the place from whence he came?
Absolutely. You can unsummon him.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much. Tell your kids I said hi.
You make him disappear. On the other side of the void, you hear, Mark? Dan? Oh, God!
Oh, no.
My name's Dolph now.
I don't remember you.
Oh, no. Okay, well, that's good. Let's all just forget that happened. Fire time.
Gladly.
All
right. Yeah.
Piss us toward the volcano, woman.
I don't piss. Don't. She stabs you with her trident.
Yow.
Just lightly in the butt.
That's coming out of your Airbnb review.
The Water Titan lifts up her trident, and you see the ceiling of the throne room begin to crumble. The entire temple turns to dust around you as you're suddenly just out in the open ocean, and she swims up and leads you guys back to the surface of the water. You guys break the surface of the water, and you guys are all floating there. You guys still have your ability to fly. The air elemental just like gave you guys favor. You guys are just able to fly the rest of the time that you're here.
Ooh.
Dang.
So you follow her.
This is going to be so hard to not fly anymore.
Yeah.
Let's like really.
Let's use
like,
it though today.
Can we use a whole day where since we're in this sort of time warp, can we just use a whole day where we explore flying and then sleep on the shores of the ocean?
Do you not want me to?
Sometimes.
We do. We'll meet you back here in 24 hours. Exactly. You piss us into the volcano.
I don't piss.
All right.
Are you? You want to just fly around today?
Just for 24 hours.
We're going to take a me elemental.
You're just. Okay, come and get me in the water temple tomorrow. And she goes back down into the water.
Now we just spend a day flying. Yeah. Best day of our lives. fast forward the clock, 24 hours, moonshine, you can breathe underwater.
Yeah, yeah, I swim down, and I'm like, hey, girl, we're back.
We all learned how to do tricks.
We're back.
Just fuck all of you. Absolutely fuck you.
We Papa's hair is just blown straight back.
It looks like he's been riding, like, co-pilot in, like, one of those biplanes.
He's wearing my goggles and my little hat.
You see, she floats up to the surface of the water after Moonshine goes down and gets her, and she goes, all right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you all ready? Would you like to see me command the fucking sea?
That sounds
absolutely
awesome.
If you don't mind.
Not as awesome as yesterday, but
m'lady,
pretty good.
M'lady, I'm your champion. I swing around my trident. She sees I've added some glitter and some flair to it.
We learned how to skywrite. Look, I wrote your name in the clouds.
Whale.
Oh, it says whale. I thought we decided on sail.
Oh, shoot, was it sail?
No, it's whale.
It's whale. You absolutely fuck all of you. Absolutely. I hate my champion perhaps most of all.
By the way, you owe me a favor, right? I can call on you at some time.
You may call on me in your time of need, you absolute son of a bitch. You absolute son of a bitch.
Thank you. Daughter of a bitch. Thank
very,
you.
Daughter of a crick.
Very well.
Daughter of a crick.
You see she begins moving her trident to and fro, and you see the waves gaining momentum as she swings her arm until finally she summons a giant mighty wave that crashes into the land and douses the entire landscape, including the volcano in the deep distance. You see steam rises from it and you hear a mighty roar.
Who threw water all over my super cool volcano? Show yourselves!
And you see this massive being of pure fire, bigger than the other elementals, whoa, wearing a full suit of black metal, emerges from the volcano and hovers over the flooded countryside. The water beneath him begins to boil. You guys stand toe to toe, sizzling water underneath you, and that's where we'll end our session.
So I guess that's Dale.
Why?
Just wow.
By default, Dale, I guess.
Wait, yes, so my name is Dale.
I was trying to think of a rhyming name for fire.
Dale has nothing to do with fire, but I will accept it.
Good sesh. Moonshine, champion of the sea. Thought she might become champion of the air, but is champion.
I'm honestly glad that I held out for this one.
Yeah. It's way better. But hey. Save it for the short rest.
You're right. Ooh, you little saucy tease.
Guys, we will be talking more about the show over at the after show over at patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD.
After show.
Ooh.
I usually say don't sing yet,
but you already sang.
It was a different song, so that's okay. Guys, check out me and Emily's book. It's called Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact. Satirical relationship advice book available on Amazon and Audible if you like listening to books. Caldwell, how do people watch Big City Greens?
You can check it out on Disney Channel or the Disney Now app or on Amazon or iTunes. Thank you so much for watching.
Yeah. Listen to If I Were You with Jake and Amir. And guys, check out our live show. I don't know if we've recorded this one a little bit ahead of time. I don't know if tickets are still available to our live show. So guys, go over to headgum.com/live and see if you can still get tickets to our Seattle live show in September.
They make great stocking stuffers.
for Labor Day stockings.
For your Labor Day stocking. Don't forget to hang your Labor Day stocking, everyone.
It's a normal sock.
Follow us on Twitter at
chmurf. It's a tennis sock.
At chmurf is me. At Jake Hurwitz is Jake. At Caldy is Caldwell. At Exford is Emily. And please tweet about the show using hashtag NADDPOD.
We are. Youth of the nation, we are, we are.
It's the end of the show, everybody, so we gotta shout out our benevolent council of elders. Emily, take it away.
Matthew M., the Bullywog Prince, the only Bullywog that could handle a frog hemoth lover.
That's a lot of frogs.
I was about to say the same thing, Caldwell. That is a lot of frogs.
Next up, we got Joe N., the lover of Lucy. Joe and Lucy once Airbnb'd Beverly's family's summer house and made love in every room.
So that's also hot.
Yeah. That's where that smell was.
And then, we got Brad D., the only Pebble Pot who isn't Craven. He's also the only Pebble Pot that can slam dunk or roll their tongue.
Wow. A polymath.
Yeah. Hot again.
Duncan can touch rim, though, weirdly enough.
Jayloma 72, a.k.a. Steelbreaker, Hardwon's gym rival who exercises exclusively with drill car tires. Damn. He's always flipping them drill car tires.
That'll work your core.
Ooh, love it. Andrew A., a.k.a. Feldspar Liegarden, the half-elf. As a half-elf, Andrew has the sculpted jawline of an elf and the barbed tail of a tiefling.
Ooh.
That's a lot of frog.
Taylor Papa, the sixth, a legendary bard to whom no item isn't an instrument, once used the bloated body of a dead goatman like a set of bagpipes. It was a stirring rendition of Danny Boy.
You know, the sad thing is the goatman liked it.
God, I know.
That was his dying wish.
Play Danny Boy.
Next up, Dylan B., a super weak wizard who wields 12 swords. He's not much to watch on the battlefield, but if you throw 12 avocados at him, you got guacamole for a year. Bitch, that avocado's gonna brown, though.
Welcome to fucking Moe's.
Of course, we have Simon W., the bootleg of Hardwon Soft Loss. He can't fly an airship. He can't wield a blade. He'll never know what it's like to crit or behead a foe, but he does know a parent's love and always has somewhere to go on holidays.
I envy you, brother.
Absolutely brutal.
Danny P., Bohemia's resident artist, painted Hardwon's senior portrait at the Dwarfenish. It was, unfortunately, before Hardwon could grow a beard, so it reminds Hardwon of this awkward phase where all his dwarf friends and even his dwarven girlfriend could grow more facial hair than him.
Mm, a shameful time.
Just
in my life.
Dunking on Hardwon.
Posterize me.
Tom P., Father of the Realm, Serenader of Sleeping Babies. It is rumored that if you are even momentarily cradled by Tom P., you regain all your hit die and spell slots.
Long rest. Damn. With the timing of a short rest.
I mean, jump into the
game
arms.
Game breaking.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Next up, Spencer Caskbrew, patron elder of libations, ale maker to gods and heroes of Bohemia alike. Theala herself likes to wind down with a Spencer's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, boy.
I think Theala's ever been iced.
Yeah, I do.
With an ice dagger.
By Ilset.
Pedro E., Bard of the Mountains, who can summon an earthquake with a song, a thunderstorm with a melody, or an embarrassing toot with the right snare hit. And, of course, finally for me, Don Lemon the Dwarf, runs the Dwarfenage.
Oh.
Closest thing to a father Hardwon's ever known, also closest thing to a boss that Hardwon's ever known, because he works those kids so hard.
That's right.
He's stern and not really fair.
Yeah.
I would say stern but fair. But
a bad dad. And don't move on without letting me thank Griffin SD, a.k.a. The Stranger, the Silver Dragonborn, Eldritch Knight, owner of Badger's Pint Inn and Tavern. This noble hero's slider entree comes with not three, but four burgers.
Wow, ooh, extra burger.
Yours. Yep, extra burger on the Dorger. Danielle, the dastardly dame, ball breaker, she who need Denny's nads. Danielle is the reason Denny has a high-pitched voice.
You stalk like, hey, gang.
Hugh C., a.k.a. Halder Frostback, MVP of the Giant Wars. He crewed on SS Stormborn and fought alongside Elias in Red, a barbarian warrior from the frigid north. Fights bare-chested no matter the temperature and completely naked even if it's a little muggy out.
I'll take it.
Gotta let the boys breathe.
I love our naked friend.
Manny the Mundane, accidental deity who got in the way of a Lich's spell to reach divinity. Every time you think you peed a little on your pants, but then realize it's actually dry, that is Manny helping you out.
You did pee on your pants.
That's right. You peed a lot on your pants.
Yeah, I don't think Manny I've ever had that experience.
Well, that was me often. Daniel Yu, a.k.a. Multifor, owner of a sweet sentient boat that sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. He hit a duck last week, and the duck was like, Affleck! But he didn't know if that was actually the duck or if it was the boat.
Good job, Jake.
Thanks. Jordan DJ, legendary DJ of the realm, remixed Hard One's favorite childhood song, Dwarf Song, which is actually just the sound of a pickaxe rhythmically hitting a rock.
That's Sandstorm to dwarves.
That's what inspired my woodblock, actually. Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, born of the sword, likes his meat cured. Regularly consumes said meat of the most on the most tasteful charcuterie board.
It fell apart a little there at the end.
Sorry about that. I forgot that I rhymed at the end too. Xavier C. once took a shit the size of the rock elementals and didn't even grunt.
Wow.
Whoa. Now them some sphincters.
That's a lot of frogs.
Great work.
Cutter W., a high elf dandy turned crick stump attack. His latest project was a high stump, some low-class buffoons might call a tree. But Cutter took all the limbs from that thing, so you know it is a stump. It's just a stump high-rise.
Kind of confusing.
Very. Oh. But that's the artist. That's the artistry. Mm. Lex S., a tiny gnome with the biggest beard in Bohemia. And yes, it is bigger than Hard One's.
Biggie.
Wow, I don't know if you've ever made that concession before.
Yeah, just because he's
for
a really
scale?
Small guy.
Yeah.
To
for,
scale. Scale. To okay. scale. Oh, yeah. I'll say to scale. John S., a.k.a. Schubert the Mushroom, once sauteed a piece of his own head to create the best omelet ever served at an execution brunch.
Ooh, yummy. Yummy. I'd eat it.
James B., a ripped fairy who is belting out Kumbaya to a very uncomfortable Beverly Togo the Fourth in the Feywild. His voice is fine, it's just making Bev's dad uneasy that he's so fucking cut.
It sounds like my dad.
He hates the shenanigans.
This place is weird.
But my dad is the only normal person in this entire universe. All right, I got some names. We got Ryan M., a gelatinous cube, so highly advanced, they transformed into a gelatinous dodecahedron.
Ooh,
very
that's
complex.
Some math stuff.
Alina C., the chill touch master, can chill a drink perfectly from miles away and fully supports the ban on ice.
Oh,
thank you, Alina
C. That's the privilege, you know.
Lift the ice ban.
Andrew M., the lizard lord, has dominion over all lizards and some of the world's nicer turtles.
I love a nice turtle. Mm-hmm. They're usually so mean.
Did you say ice turtle? Lift the ice ban.
Beardman Dan wears a beautiful bespoke tuxedo made out of their beard hair. Voted best dressed at the Galateron Gala 5 years running.
Ooh.
Wow, that's a hair shirt.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if they're going to have one this year.
It's compromise. Scott D., the first crick elf to go to space. Nobody's done it since, and Scott's still up there, so no one can ask him how they did it.
Oh!
Way ahead of his time.
Yeah. Scott D.
It was an accident with a big slingshot. Aaron C., Balnor's cooler brother, who everyone likes. Fighting on the other side of the war Balnor was pulled from.
The good side?
We still don't know. We don't know.
Don't know. Hermes W., a.k.a. the Bat King, owns an incredibly lucrative guano farm.
Ooh.
He pays all his workers a very comfortable living wage and lets them take home as much guano as they want.
Wow.
Also, he's a bat.
So the nice bat version of mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Jeff Batzos.
Mi guano si guano. T. Alex wrote the Green Teen Handbook. Their editor wanted them to remove the Kill Your Idols passage, but they straight up refused.
That came into play for us.
Gotta stick to your guns.
Mm-hmm. Rest is history. Harley S. wields a giant Stussy S blade that kills you in the most tubular way possible.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Parker E. Ghostmaster. They are friend to ghost. If you need a ghost, Parker's your person.
Not a ghost themselves, though.
No.
Wow.
Friend to ghosts.
Friend of ghosts.
Got it.
It's the opposite of a Ghostbuster.
Except for busting the balls.
Exactly.
That's what you do to your friends.
Yeah, exactly. If your friends are like, if you razz your friends, you like summon a ghost and then the ghost like slaps them in the balls. Anyway, Kyle McHugh, a fast food magnate who has branched out from McDonald's to opening an Italian fast casual dining experience called a Qual of Quarden.
Wow.
When you're here, you're Quamily.
I'm not even going to try to top that.
RJW owns the longest pipe in all of Hillholm. They wheel it through town on Saturday nights and let everyone take a drag of their sweet, sticky long bottom.
Ooh,
oh, boy.
Hell yeah. I'd love to get high and go to Qual of Quarden.
Ooh, yeah. Unlimited. I'm more of a McDonald's girl myself.
Unlimited Qued Sticks.
I like the Qualer menu.
That's huge.
That's a big frog.
That's huge.
Oh man, keep the fuck keep rolling. We're recording another podcast tonight because we're on. We got it.
Spartus, the only nerdy kobold, still incredibly buff, but prefers Twitch streaming and craft beer. On a quest to find three people to play Arkham Horror with them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you want to hook up with Spartus, let him know.
Hipster kobold.
And I've got Adam R., a wizard with 20 strength. It doesn't help much with casting spells, but boy, can that dude outbench everyone else at the academy.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him, man.
Why?
Why?
All right, yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him.
Brent B.
I'm saying, like, fuck everyone else.
Right.
Oh, I gotcha.
Brent B. taught Alanis magic. Not wizard magic, though. I'm talking about Magic the Gathering. Alanis never quite understood the stacking order of instants and abilities, but Brent B. sorted her right out, and now she's a tournament player.
Murph just deleted an entire paragraph he was gonna read about Magic the Gathering.
I know a lot of rules. Cassandra MHP once mined the Iron Deep Mountain so deep that it drew the admiration of one Hard One Shorefoot, rumored to be one of the reasons his ex broke up with him.
Damn it.
Oh.
And we've got Matthias of House Crit, the savior of Hard One and Old Cobb, legally still named Matthew, but has put in the paperwork to officially become Matthias as soon as Galateron starts having regular laws again.
Go be wild.
Good luck. You should also renounce his last name, right? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's of House Crit now.
It's Roselle. Oh my God.
Then we've got Ricky, Tricky Ricky of the Cricky, an extreme sports elf who loves doing sticky icky bong rips and the slickest, sickest kick flips on their ripstick once kick flipped over Ulfgar while he was in full crick rot rage.
Oh,
risky.
Risky. Risky.
It's risky to mess around. I can't even do it.
It's risky to mess around. Okay.
Okay.
It's Cricky.
It's Cricky.
Keep that
Cricky,
part.
Cricky.
Andrew R. found Josh in the Moonstone Swamp, still breathing after you threw him off the tower, but then he drowned him.
Andrew R., you are a hero.
Yeah.
You did the right thing.
Heller bless you.
And we've got Cannibalistic Cthulhu, a terrifying deity of reckoning remorse who is also Stunkbug's therapist. Really helping Stunkbug sort out all of the Duddle trauma.
Wow. Oh. Even therapists need therapists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we got Michael McD, head mixologist at the Blue Mana Inn, had a drink called the Muddled Duddle, but had to change the name because it became problematic after he tried to kill you guys.
You know, McD you hate it when it happens.
Is actually short for McDorngolds.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got a McDonald's and a McDonald's. Speaking of weird fast food names, we've got Blitzbrieg Dimitri, famous Dwarger who owns and runs the beloved franchise Dwarger's Big Burger. Their version of a Happy Meal comes with a big, dirty piece of iron ore.
You get to mine it yourself.
Victor T., Balnor's son, whose loving dad was ripped from his family and transported to another world, is currently on a quest to find out who did this and get revenge on whoever's responsible.
Balnor must be returned to pay for his crimes.
I hate my dad.
Henry A. straight up stole Tonathan's dune buggy while it was parked outside the Galateron Glades.
Nice.
Just a criminal.
Did so many fucking donuts.
Penfield, the only crick elf who knows how to write in cursive.
Damn.
Oh.
He got that fancy writing.
Acting like he knows who that is.
Mo.
Finally, Mick.
That's it. He can write in cursive, but all he can write is Mo.
Finally, McPucks, the code master, the digital hero who is tirelessly coding our website. He's also a level 20 wizard, so it's especially impressive that he's choosing to do it all manually instead of just willing it into existence.
Just cast it.
Yeah.
You can just cast it.
Just cast a wish spell, dude. All right. Thank you to our Council of Elders. Thank you to all of our listeners and our Patreon subscribers. Head on over to the Patreon to listen to the short rest, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Have a good night's sleep.
Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.